Hello and welcome to Brat Radio. This is the show where I rant to the internet, maybe ramble to the internet about my opinions on sex and my sex life because I want to. And kind of because with this whole quarantine thing still being a thing, I don't really have anyone else to talk to about it. In person, that is. So I'll just get all my frustrations here. This is episode 1.5. I put out an episode before, but it wasn't exactly the format that I liked, and yeah, I'm gonna try and keep this casual, but like a little bit more structured than the last time. Thank you for being here. Thank you for deciding to spend your time chilling with me and listening to me babble, pretending that my opinions matter. I've been told that I have like a calming or like soothing voice many times, and so I think it's nice to just hang out. Just me and my laptop and my microphone and you, listener. Yes, you. I haven't done this in a while, so I'm a little awkward. I apologize. So, first, this segment is called Back Talk or Talking Back. I'm not sure which yet. What sounds better to you? Let me know. But this is where I'm going to answer questions. I think I'm going to start my episodes with this, or maybe I'll have something else next time. I don't know. I'll have a couple different segments per episode, but right now I've just had a little bit of a collection of different questions that people have asked in my inbox that I've been saying, oh yeah, I'll answer on Brat Radio for like months. So here we are. The first one. This one, okay. This one says, why did you start GWA? Which is a great question. I don't know. Like, I don't even remember how I discovered it. I just remember it was months ago in the summer of 2020 when my life was in kind of a period of turmoil. I was coming to terms with my sexuality and discovering myself, and I found this rad community of sexy human beings who were doing things that I thought were really cool. Putting themselves out there and making content and collaborating. And I thought it sounded like fun. I was in a relationship, and it's hard to be in a relationship and also go through self-discovery of a sexuality, which is a topic we can touch on another time. But GWA, Gone Wild Audio, gave me a little bit of a place to explore that without going outside of my relationship. Although I was in an open relationship, to be fair, at that point. But also, the COVID was a big thing. Still is here, but that was the first kind of COVID summer, and seeing other people was really difficult. So yeah, I kind of used GWA to explore, and then I realized that there was content that I really wanted to be hearing and that I didn't hear. And so I kind of spun that into content, I thought, that, like, focused on things that I liked. And, yeah, just worked through understandings of myself. And also just, like, dicked around and, like, had fun learning how to edit audio and add sound effects and, you know, like, I explored scripts, I was doing a lot of writing, and, like, there was a period for a couple months where I was just, like, really, really into it and, like, putting out a lot of content, and then big changes happened in my life, and, you know, life happens. I didn't have the time or the ability to be on as much, and other factors changed and things, but I still make audio content, obviously, because here I am, and I still write erotic content and stuff like that, and yeah, I hope that answered your question. And just so you know, I'm paraphrasing these questions just a little bit for clarity and stuff. But someone asked, how taboo do you think you'd go on GWA? Would you do non-con stuff? What do you think of violence? And I'll address this. There's another part of this question that I will address after I speak to the first part, because it's kind of entirely different. Essentially, I like taboo stuff. I like... I don't know why I'm so shy to talk about it now. My last Brat Radio episode was entirely me talking about the one taboo topic that I'm really into, which is brother-sister dynamics. But yeah, I like some taboo topics. I think, like, I prefer consensual non-con over, like, straight-up rape, because, like, even just, like, in an audio, like, I can't really get into the premise of, like, forcing someone into something that they actively don't want to do, but kind of, I don't know how to explain it, the act of, like, resistance doesn't have to be non-consensual, which is where you get consensual non-consent, or just, like, there can be times where you're not actively participating, but it's still, you've still given consent, whether outside of a scene or, like, it's implied that, like, conversations have happened before about this and stuff. Like, I like to make it clear that I don't just, yeah, I don't know. Another part of this question says, what do you think about the premise of a script where a man does violence against the quote female's lover and taking her afterwards? And for that, that's not really my thing. But I've had a lot of people ask for content like that, whether for GWA or for, like, private commissions, or if I'm just, like, playing with someone. I don't really like it. It really depends on the context. I don't really like violence in general. I like roughness in terms of sex, but violence is something different to me. Also, I apologize if you can hear my fire alarm beeping. The batteries need to be changed, and it's in the hallway. I've told the fucking landlord 3 times, and he still hasn't come to fix the batteries. And it beeps every 45 seconds. So, that's a thing. Where was I? Okay. And then the last part says, even more taboo, a script where the male crushes your entire civilization and colonizes the woman. To which I say, you can have your own kinks, I guess, and fantasies and whatever, because I can't police your brain, but, like, I'm straight up not okay with even playing with the concept of colonization of a group of people or an individual person. I am a black human being, and in case you have lived under a rock forever, my people's homeland was colonized. My people were colonized and spread throughout the world into, you know, colonies. And often, shall we say, taken by the white man, etc. And that's, like, a point of trauma that, like, I don't think non-black people, non-colonized people really get, is that, like, that's knowing that that's in our history is traumatic. Knowing that that's where we came from, a lot of us are the product of assault after colonization. A lot of us wouldn't be here if white people hadn't forced themselves upon our ancestors. But here I am with an equal mix of colonizer blood and colonized blood, and yeah, it's not something that I'm into. So that got a little dark, and I don't apologize, because one thing that you should know about me is I'm never gonna censor myself if there's something that I really care about talking about. My username on Reddit is literally Aaliyah Uncensored. Oh, I'm Allie, by the way. I don't know if I introduced myself at the beginning, in case you didn't know. My name is Aaliyah. And I find it very important to speak my mind. And I will rant if I feel one on my spirit. So, like, this kind of reminds me of a thing that went down a few weeks ago. I don't have all the specifics for this, and I don't remember super well, but I actually thought about stopping GWA entirely, because there was some discourse on whether, like, white supremacy / straight up Nazism was, like, an acceptable kink for the subreddit. And it's like, it's 2021, do we have to have this fucking conversation? There are people of color who exist on this subreddit, and, like, it's really fucked to see police violence as a kink, put up as a kink, or, like, oppression against people seen as a kink. It's like, we get it. Colonizers love to colonize. White supremacists love white supremacy. Nazis get off on being Nazis. Like, we get it. That does not have any place in a healthy, thriving, consenting sexual community like GWA is supposed to be. And so, like, yeah, I was really taken aback and just, like, grossed out by that. And almost, yeah, I almost just stopped. I was just gonna continue posting on my Patreon, patreon.com/AaliyahUncensored. That's Aaliyah with two A's. Aaliyah. Anyway, yeah, I thought about just, like, abandoning y'all straight up. Saying, fuck free content. I'm not trying to fucks with Nazis. But I missed the not Nazis on GWA. So I'm back. You're welks. Yeah. Anyway. So that's it for that question. Next. Oh, someone said, how do you think marijuana affects your sexuality, and does it change the sensation of sex a lot for you? To which I have to say, oof. So I was a really big pothead for a really long time, until around October, when I started taking a new medication, and my doctor was like, you can't smoke anymore. And, like, maybe I was smoking to, like, avoid some feelings. But also, I did not realize how much smoking was making me horny as fuck. Because I naturally have a level of insatiability. That's, I feel like, not as common. I mean, everybody's libido is different, but, like, mine's high. But, like, I was fucking ravenous before, and I didn't realize how much of my time I spent thinking about sex and wanting sex and being turned on. And, like, oh my goodness. At the time, I was in a relationship that was not, that no sex was happening in. So that was a really not great spot to be in, for someone who was constantly turned on. But yeah, that's kind of irrelevant. Marijuana definitely affects my sexuality, definitely makes me a bajillion times hornier, which is crazy because I'm already super horny all the time. As for does it change the sensation, I have not had sex while high, and so I do not know. I imagine it probably does. But yeah. Okay, so there are a couple questions about ejaculate, specifically. It's so hard, it's like awkward for me to say the word cum when I'm not like telling somebody to, if that makes sense. It just feels like such an awkward word. But this person asks, what do you think about it? Do you like it? Dislike it? Not care? Just react how your partner acts? I like it. I have not encountered a lot of it from guys, because I don't have a lot of experience in person with guys, because I didn't realize I liked them until this year when COVID was a thing, so I couldn't go out and just like fuck a bunch of people like I wanted to. But yeah, the quantities that I have come into contact with, I was fascinated by, and I like the idea of it. I don't know, it's a thing. It's like, how do you feel about noses? Well, they're there. Some people's noses are nice, some people's noses are weird, some people's noses are attractive, some people's aren't. Like, they're just there. I don't really have an opinion on them. They also ask, do you like it when your partner comes on your face, in your mouth, or your pussy? Well, I don't have a ton of experience. I've had a couple of facials. which are fun, but I feel like I really like the idea of someone coming inside me, but I also have never been on birth control, so I haven't let it happen IRL. But like I just know it would feel really good. So that's my preference. In my mouth is like fine, but like I like the drama and the spectacle of like a facial, or like the satisfaction of a cream pie. Just like swallowing it is like, thanks, I could have had a soda, but instead I just drank that. So speaking of, I have water. And if you are in a place with access to water, you should also drink water because it's good for you. I love how this person like justifies their questions as well. Yes, these are sexually stimulating questions, but I'm interested in the answers in a non-sexual way too. How? Tell me how you can be interested in this in a non-sexual way. Okay, this one says, do you like anal? Either as an element in your erotic work or IRL? Nah. I'll pass. Like, if someone really wanted it, and I liked that person, I would do it. Yeah, if someone really wanted it. And I was into that person a lot, perhaps I'd make a sacrifice for them. But like, especially like in an audio or like during phone sex, like, yeah, whatever. If I like you and you like that, then fine. But like IRL, you gotta impress the fuck out of me. Like, I've yet to meet anybody who's made me think, I'd take it in the ass for you, essentially. But yeah, like, in terms of my audio work, it just, like, doesn't feel necessary. Even though I know a lot of my listeners like it, or like the idea of it, it just is not fun for me to, like, pretend to record it, because, like, when I record, I, like, a lot of the times to like actually have a bit of like penetration or stimulation happening, but I'm not doing all that for an audio. And I don't know how to act it because I've never done it. Yeah, I can't really speak to more of this question. There's more, but it's a little bit above my experience level, let's say. They said, forgive me for treating you like a bit of a sexologist here. I really don't know what your experience level is. My experience level is almost nothing, just a lot of horniness. And like, my best friend actually is a sexologist. She just finished her degree. She's wanting to become a sex therapist, which is not a therapist who has sex with their patients. People have asked her that before, and I think it's just like crazy that people think that that's what that is. That's not what that is. Anyway, so maybe I'll have her on sometime and we'll talk about things. If you have questions for a real sexologist, you can send them my way and I'll hit her up or get her on the show. But that's for later dates. Okay, someone asked, what's your favorite sexual position for PIV? I like to be on top. I like when my partner is sitting and is holding me by the hips and we're facing each other and yeah, just like grinding and bouncing, and they're kind of moving me by the hips so my thighs don't have to do all the work, because it is a lot of work. I don't know why I said a lot like that. It's strenuous on them hamstrings. No, it's strenuous on your thighs. I think the hamstrings are lower. I don't know anything about muscles. Like, I can't ride, but I like to not have to do all the work, if you know what I mean. And I think it's just like an intimate position, which is important to me. I don't know what the fuck my neighbor's doing. I apologize if you can hear some sort of bumping or sound, but I'm pretty sure they're playing fucking guitar. Stop! It's fucking 10 o'clock at night. And they know that I record things. So we have a schedule worked out for whose day it is. And it's Sunday's my day. So they're supposed to not play music loud. But here we are. Anyway, favorite position, yes. I think it's really intimate. You can make out, which is really fun. I really like neck kisses, and I really like dirty talk, which is a big part of why I am a vocal artist, a not safe for work vocal artist. But yeah, I really like dirty talk, so like I like that you can like have, I can like have my face like real up close to my partner's ear or vice versa, or like neck kisses, or just like when it's real good and you just have to like bury your face in their neck. I haven't had that in a long time. I hate this fucking quarantine bullshit. There's the cameo from my cat. What do you think about doggy style, like in comparison to other positions? It's fun. I really like being able to look into someone's eyes as we're fucking. So you can't really do that with doggy, but I like the roughness that position allows for. But it just, the intensity is not there for me. I really like the intimacy of, yeah, being able to lock eyes and just like share that moment of, holy fuck, this is so good. And like, just prolonged eye contact turns me the fuck on. Good night. Someone else asked, oh, can you say, I really like your cum, in a sexy, playful tone? This is a request, not a question, but I'd like it. And I just did it, so. So, the back talk section got a little bit longer than I expected it to be. Probably won't do that many questions next time. I just had like a backlog of questions since like August. So yes. Moving into the next segment, which is called Show and Tell, which is basically just me telling a story that either I've experienced or somebody else has told me about. And feel free to send in funny or, yeah, mostly funny or like awkward or embarrassing stories, and I will do a dramatic reading in the future. If I get any. But yes. In this one, I'm gonna tell you about a little experience I had this summer, which I hadn't thought a lot about until I re-told it earlier this week to somebody. someone I follow on Patreon asked, was like talking about the idea of sexual tension, which is a theme that maybe I should do a whole episode on. Let me know if you have episode theme ideas too. But they were talking about the idea of sexual tension and how sometimes it can be like even better than the actual sex. The prolonged wanting and waiting and acknowledgement, silent acknowledgement, and stuff like that. And they asked if anyone had any experiences that they wanted to share like that, so I told him about mine, which was in August, maybe July? I think it was in July. I was shopping around on Tinder for someone to take my PIV virginity because I had, up until that point, only been with people with vaginas, because I thought that I was a lesbian for a really long time, and then I started wanting to have sex with men, so I opened my relationship with the consent of my partner and painstakingly took the time to find someone that I actually liked and trusted enough to break COVID boundaries with, which is irresponsible and bad, but I was literally gonna fucking die. I was gonna die if I didn't get dick, so I did it. So I meet this person, this guy, let's call him Phil. So I meet Phil on some random kink app, and we exchange numbers, we're talking for a while, get to know him, he seems pretty nice, sexy, what have you. And after a couple weeks of talking, I'm like, okay, you're the one who gets to do this. So we go on a date. I've been on a couple of dates. It was really funny. That summer I took like probably 5 or 6 guys on the same date in the same park, walked the same loop and answered the same questions, asked the same questions, had the same conversations, just like interviewing potentials. And so, but like with masks on and like a little bit spaced apart. It was outside, so it was fine. Anyway, I meet Phil, and it's pretty much it's pretty much established at this point that we're going to fuck. But we're meeting in a public space because I wanted to make sure he wasn't, I don't know, like, you have to meet someone in person before you, like, go to their house. And I wasn't bringing someone over to my house where my partner lived. Anyway, so we meet, we're talking, we're vibing, things are great. We're both kind of, like, non-verbally, very obviously indicating that this is gonna happen. And so, just like walking around this park, asking increasingly dirty questions and having increasingly not safe for park, not safe for rich white neighborhood, part of town, family park, realness, conversations. He's like, I'm gonna call an Uber. I'm like, great, finally. I'm so excited, y'all. I'm finally gonna get fucked, which I needed. So we get in this Uber, and one thing that he'd asked me while we were walking around the park was how I discovered that I wanted to sleep with a guy. And my answer was something that I will talk about in depth at a later date, but basically I don't really know, but I heard a GWA like porn star. They weren't on GWA, but he did like the same audio porn essentially. His name is Feel Good Filth. I think he is on GWA now, but I didn't find him here. Anyway, Jim, thanks for introducing me to heterosexuality. So I was like, yeah, I started listening to this guy and I'm like real, like I just like needed to like experience something like this IRL. I'm like super into it. He was like, cool. So we get in the back of this Uber. We're like kind of making eye contact once in a while and like our legs are like just shy of touching. Like there's like a hair's breadth of touching. And we're like, it's like palpable tension. I'm sure this Uber driver was like, shit, these people are horny as fuck, without saying anything. And then we get stuck in fucking traffic. I live in a big city with trash drivers. Trash drivers. And it's a tourist city too, even though COVID was a thing. We still had tourists. So the traffic was bad. So we're stuck there. We're both like, shit, we're gonna be in here for a while. And Phil says, send me the link to one of your favorite audios. And I was like, this is a weird time to bring that up, but okay. So I do. He pulls it up, and then he pulls out a pair of fucking AirPods. And he gives one to me, and then he puts the other one in. Y'all. I was not prepared to listen to porn with a straight face with a guy that was about to fuck me in the back of this poor man's Uber. Oh my god. Oh my god. So immediately, of course, I was like, holy fuck, yes. Popped the headphone in. Thus commenced the most intense 20 minutes of my entire life, in which Phil and I listened to this very explicit consensual non-con themed like raunchy porn that ended in like a cream pie, I think. And like, oh my god, it just like, it started off slow, but then like the tension like builds and it just, whew. Literally both of us were like shaking like crackheads, like by the time this Uber got to his apartment. I'm sure that Uber driver, I told Phil to tip him like 50%, cause like, I mean, I'm sure people have done worse in the back of his car, but just the way we were so intensely eye-fucking each other, ridiculous. The way the Uber driver could probably smell how turned on I was, ridiculous. The way he literally had to kind of like steady me as we went up the stairs. The stain that I probably left on his seat from coming in the back seat, making eye contact with this man's, the Phil, not the Uber driver, as this other man's who had introduced me to heterosexuality, dirty talked me. That was a fucking trip. Yeah, and then we went upstairs and like his dick was so small, which is fine. Small dicks are valid and special and important and great and it did the job. But it did leave me wanting a little something more. But yeah. And he fucked me in doggy, so there was no, like, eye contact again, which kind of sucked. But it was an interesting experience. The sex was kind of forgettable, but the car ride there, the snow removal trucks right now, going down the street beeping, I am so sorry. Ridiculous. I will never forget coming in the backseat of this fucking Uber, like desperately trying to keep a straight face and not go all over the backseat. Like, I'm sure I left a stain. I'm sure. I don't know how he didn't come. Like, it was so intense. And so yeah, that's my show and tell for today. Hope you enjoyed it. I have a couple more fun stories. Not a lot, because like I said, I don't have a ton of experience, but the experiences I did had, I tried my very best to make them memorable, and some of them I didn't have to try very hard. Like that one. So, yeah. Stay tuned for the next BR. Yeah, I don't know how to do an outro, y'all. Hey y'all, this is Allie from March Editing. I realized I didn't plug any socials or anything. I am at Aaliyah Uncensored on Reddit. I am at Aaliyah Uncensored on Patreon, where you can throw money at me and maybe sometimes I'll give you goodies, but no commitments because I'm bad at commitments. But if you just want to support me, that would be wonderful. I am on OnlyFans, where I do have content up, but I post infrequently. But my subscription fee is only $5 a month, starting this month. So if you want to throw money at me there, that's also a thing. And might occasionally get to see more parts of me. I wanted to plug my socials really quickly, because that's the thing that podcasters do, and I will let you get back to the outro. Bye from March. What should I end this with? Why my immediate thought was peace be with you, like we're in fucking church. No blasphemy on radio yet. Have a good day. I'm such a dumbass. I have a catchphrase that I was like trying to make a thing for a while. Stay nasty, folks. Goodbye. I love you. Thank you for listening to this fucking hour of me being ridiculous. Bye.